USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As public health officials warn that the coronavirus poses new risks to parts of the Midwest and South, enhanced federal payments that helped avert financial ruin for millions of unemployed Americans are now set to expire this weekend. Since early in the pandemic, the federal government added $600 to the weekly unemployment checks that states sent. That increase ends this weekend. Congress is haggling over the next steps, but many Americans are staying home making more money than if they went back to work. And longtime Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander cannot support that.
I would not support something that would pay on unemployment more than you would earn if you were working.
And Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin said there may be some additional funds sent, but not $600.
If you were making $300, you're not going to get $600 this time. And that's fair. People understand that.
Federal protections against evictions are also set to expire. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea. Failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.